This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Military chiefs from West Africa gathered in Ghana Thursday for a two-day meeting to map out strategies to deploy a standby force in Niger, if needed, to restore constitutional order. Kent Mensah was at the meeting and reports for VOA from the Ghanaian capital, Accra.
The two-day meeting was called after leaders of regional bloc ECOWAS last week approved the deployment of the standby force to reinstate deposed Nigerian President Mohamed Bazoum. The military junta in Niamey, which took power on July 26, is under pressure from world leaders to restore the democratically elected Bazoum. Last week, the junta defied a one-week ultimatum by West African leaders to surrender and refused entry to a joint ECOWAS, African Union and UN delegation. Nigeria's top military leader, General Christopher Gwabin Musa, spoke to the news media before entering into a closed-door session.
We know democracy is what we stand for, democracy is what we encourage, and democracy is what is good. The purpose of our gathering is not simply to react to events, but to proactively chart a course that preserves peace, promotes stability.
Kent Mensah for VOA News, Accra.
The White House has confirmed U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to the Hawaiian island of Maui Monday to meet with first responders, survivors, as well as federal, state, and local officials to discuss the devastating wildfires that killed at least 110 people there in the past week. Meanwhile, Hawaiian Governor Josh Green has vowed to protect local landowners from being victimized by opportunistic buyers when Maui rebuilds from the deadly wildfires that incinerated the historic island community of Lahaina. Some local landowners have expressed fears as the town is being rebuilt, it could become even more oriented towards wealthy visitors. At a news briefing Wednesday, Green said he's already taken steps to protect landowners.